Okay, today is Daf Chaf Dalet. We're actually on Daf Chaf Dalet on the second line, right? So we just said yesterday that that why we don't compare Shechita and Arifa, why the Egel Arufa doesn't get Shechita and why the Shechita doesn't get Arufa. And the Gemara said because there was a pasuk there, it says the Chukah. So now the Gemara picks up on the second line. And we'll learn today for Refuah Shleimah for Shoshana Basti Bas Rachel Devorah. So the Gemara says like this: to call Hechad the Kasev Vachuka Lord Dashin and Kal Vachomer. So what are you telling me now? Whenever there's the word Chukah Chok thrown into the mix, don't learn a Kal Vachomer, which is basically what the Gemara said. Yeah, is that true? We're going to see it's not so true. Vaha Gavi Yom Kippurim by Yom Kippur Tichsev. It says Tichsev Be Chukah. It says the word Chukah, right? That's by, it says over there, V'hai says those l'chem Chukah Olam, right? V'tanya, and we learned in a Raita, it says in the Parsha there, in Parshas Achrimos, right, where the Torah talks about Yom Kippur, and it says, V'asahu Chatos. Make a Chatos. What do you mean, make a Chatos? So the Gemara says, we all know this din. Hagorel owes a chatos. The gorel makes a chatos. There's a lottery. Which one's Lashem? Which one's Lazazel? The ain Hashem owes a chatos. Declaring something doesn't make a chatos. That's what it means, Hashem, the name. I'm declaring that. Okay, that one I'm going to declare. It doesn't do anything. Correct? Shiyachol v'halo dinu. Because by the way, I would have a kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shelo kadosh hagorel. In a situation where there is no gorel, kadosh Hashem, the designation works. What's that? What's a situation where there is no gorel and there is a declaration? So Rashi points out that by a zod. A zod has to bring two birds. One for, you don't have to have gorel for that. Whichever one you decide. Right? So there's no goral. What is there? I decide. That one I'll make for that one I'm going to. You decide. Right? Mako, shekadash hagorel. So if there is a goral, eino din, shekidish hashem. So certainly what? Certainly a declaration should work. Right? That's Tosfos. You should learn this the exact opposite of Kalvachomer. Right? Just like there's a situation where there's no declaration, like where? Like Yom Kippur, no declaration, only a Gorel, right? So in a place where there is a declaration, like by Zav, and a Zava, certainly there should be a Gorel, right? So Tosfos says there must be other miyutim why that can't be possible, okay? So we have a Kal V'chomer, just like by a Zav. When I have to designate my bird, declaration's good enough, right? So too, if in a situation like a kipper where I have a gorel, also declaration should be good enough. The Talmud Lomer, no, va'asahu chatos. You got to make it by declaring. You're not making anything. Hagorel osachatos, the ein hashem osachatos. Only the gorel works, not declarations. Right. So the Avodat Masa points out. What kind of funny lashon is this? The ein hashem osachatos. Have a hapeh. Shouldn't say hapeh. Hapeh. And then Hashem. So he says, the peh does do something, he says, when the Kohen says, that you need both, you, what if for the Evan there is no Goro? What if for the Evan you didn't do a Goro in Kippur? You just designated it. Will it work? The answer is no, it won't work. I want the chatos, I want to go lazazel. Doesn't make a difference. The girl's vakev, that's why it doesn't use the word peh to clue you in on that day. Okay. Anyway, time at the cost of Rachmana Ba'asahu Chatos. The whole reason why we don't have the Zeir Shava, the whole reason why we don't have the Din, this Kal V'chomer, is because we have a special Lima Asahu Chatos. Halav Hachi, if not the Din, Darshin and Kal V'chomer. And if not the Limud, I would learn this Kal V'chomer. And by the way, it says Chukah. Right? What do you see? Even though it says Chukah, you still learn a Kal V'chomer. So why can't a Paradumah get Arifa from a kal v'chomer. So Gemara says, you're right, miut rachmana gabe egla. It's a separate miut. It says, ha'arufa. Zos ba'arufa, only this gets arufa. Some say it's from the extra hay. Ha'arufa, only this. The ein acheret ba'arufa. There's nothing else in Judaism that gets arufa. Nothing else. Utehe agala kishera b'shchita mikal v'chomer. So then why can't an agala get shchita from a kal v'chomer? Why does an egla arufa have to only get arufa? Why can't it get shchita? Ma para. Just like a paraduma. Shlo hochshiru ba'arifa. There is no arifa. Nevertheless, shera b'shchita. So an egla, an agala, an egla arufa, kishera ba'arifa, which arifa is certainly acceptable, ain't a din shehochshiru b'shchita? I know. Just I know. Right, so what the Gemara says is, I think you have to do that for the city, and it's a kapara for the mate, the whole business. So what if at the end of the day we just treat it instead? Will it work? The answer is it won't work. So why not? It works by paraduma. I know, it's apples and oranges, as Michael said yesterday. Right? If I eat with a fork, I don't eat with a spoon. No, some things have a fork, and some things have a spoon. I know, I agree with you. Anyway, amarkra ba'arpo. No, it's just ba'arpo. Hagala ba'arifa has to be dafka arifa. Ain in shchita lo, arifa yes, shchita not. Okay, now that we learned that other mishnah, we've been having a series of mishnahs now. What's kosher in something is possible in something else. We're going to continue that trend. And now the mishnah says, kosher b'kahanim, whatever makes you into a kohen, not whatever makes you into a kohen. But whatever kosher by kahanim, right? Pasul b'levim. That's pasul by a lady. Why? Because a kohen could be a kohen when he's 13 years old, and a lady has to be 30. Okay. So kosher by kahanim, pasul b'levim. Kosher b'levim, something kosher by levim, which is what? Which is a mum. Pasul b'kahanim. That'll pass the Kahanim. Kahanim can't work as a mum. Now, what avoda are we talking about? What avoda does the Levium do? Huge machlokas here. What avoda we're talking about? Some hold, Rashi's very, 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 contradicts himself all over. Rashi says that we're talking, there's two possibilities it could be. It could either be Shira. No, because the guarding, we're going to get to the guarding. The guarding, that could be even if you're too old. In other words, to just sit there by the door and guard, that could even be if you're over 50. That's not a voda. If something was being due, that's just covered. That's, we're not talking about a voda. There are two other things it could be. Number one, Shira. Number two, carrying the Mishnah. Those are the two possibilities. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Right, because Rashi says in the Torah, it says, after 50, lo yavod od, didn't work anymore. Rashi says, the pasuk says, avod is massive, Rashi says it. No longer can you do hard work, however, you can still watch the door. Now Rashi contradicts himself. You can still sing, and you can still carry the wagon. Pull the wagon, says the Ramban. How could that be possible? Not only that, the Ramban says, wait a minute. Only one out of the three Levium anyway schlepped to the Mishnah. So why did the Pasuk say, so broadly Levium, it's not even true according to Rashi. The whole very complicated story over here. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Kosher, Balak Kahanim, possible Levium. Kasher b'levim, pasul b'kahanim. Tana Rabbanan. Now we have a brayta that fleshes this out. Kahanim b'mumin. If a kohen has the mum, he can't do avoda. Shulim, pasul, right? B'shanim, k'sherim. As long as he is 13, he's kosher. Levim, it's opposite. B'mumin, k'sherim. They have a mum, nothing changed. B'shanim, shulim. However, if they're too young or too old, that's a problem. Nimsa comes out. Kosher, the Kahanim, Pasul, the Levium. kosher b'levim, pasul b'kahanim. Now, menahani mili, how do we know all this? So the Tanur Rabbanim, the Brayis says like this. It says in the Torah, it says, Zos asher la'levim. Right? Which the Gemara assumes is extra language. Because if you go look at the pasuk over there, look up that parsha, I believe that is in Parshas, either by Midbar or Naso, I think it's in Naso. If you go look over there, the whole parsha is talking about the Levium. Why does the pasuk have to say, Zos, this is the story with the Levium? It's extra. So the Gemara says, Ma tamud omar, that's extra. Well, Lefishin emar, since it says, Biben chamishim shana yashuv, once they're 50 years old, they go back, no more work, Lamadnu, the Levium. You see from here that regarding Levium, Shahashanim poslin behem. In a psul, that's it. Yachal, I would think, Mumin poslin behem. A mum also possible, Levi. Vidinu, that's your kalvachomer. Ma kahanim, just like I have a kohen. She ain't hashanim poslin. Years don't possible a kohen. Mumin poslin behem. Mumin do. You have a 35-year-old strapping kohen. When you get the mum, too bad, no more. Levium. So a Levi, shashanim poslin behem. With the years possible. Ain't no din, she mumin poslin behem. So shouldn't mumin possible? Kalvachomer. Talmud Lomar. No. Zos asher la'levim. The Torah goes out of its way and says, this is the psul. Zos la'levim. The ain acheres la'levim. Only this, nothing else. Now, the Nativ says, it's not so true, it's nothing else. There's such a thing as potoma. That applies to everybody. What I'm talking about is things that apply to everybody. If someone's tummy, they can't come to the base of the mikvah. There's nothing they can do about that. Right? That's not a psul. That's just, you know, you're not allowed to come. Okay, we all see the difference between tumah and these things. Now, yachal, I would think, hey kahanim, psul and bishanim, I would think the kahanim, apostle in years. Why? I should have called him apostle in years. Baladino, the kavachomer. Ma levia, just like levia. She ain't woman, psul and behem. There's no psul in years by a lady, by a kohen. Nevertheless, shanim psul and behem, a lady, there is such a psul. So kahanim, shahamumin psulim behem. Where kahanim, where the mum does passel, ain't odin sheyushanim psulim behem. Years should passel. You hear this? Just like by a levi, years passel. So too by kahanim, the years should passel. Hamad lomar asher la levim velo asher la kahanim. No, it only applies to the kevim, levim, not to the kahanim. That's the Poras Yotzei. What kind of havamina was this? That I would have a havamina. Just like years pasal levim, years should pasal kahanim. That's the Poras Yotzei. There's somebody in the Torah whose name is Aaron HaKohen, who was over 80 years old, and he was the Kohen Gadol. He's over 50, and he was the Kohen Gadol. How could the Gemara entertain the possibility that years pasal? You know what his answer is? Tarachim. What kind of hachmir is this? Hurrah Shah. And by the way, he even proves, 1 minute, he even questions, what about Eliezer? At the end of the 40 years, was Eliezer over 50? When Aaron died, and now Eliezer takes over, so Eliezer was over 50, was he less than 10 years old when they left? The only way, and then what happened? What? No, but the Torah says that Aaron transferred the Kohen Gadol to Eliezer. So how old? That was at least 40. I don't know. I don't know. So you hear the question? Look, let's put Eliezer aside for a minute. What about Aaron? What kind of question is this? Torah just couldn't answer it. So, the Chassam Sofer says Mati's answer. Which is a harosha, it's a good answer. I can't argue with that answer. It's a dochic answer. Because why would Hashem create a rule and then start the whole thing with an exception? What is the reason why there has to be an exception? No. Harosha has rules. There are rules to harosha. So whenever you want, it has to be for a Torah. What's the Torah? A national Torah. Eliyahu HaNavi has to bring a carbon here, because otherwise the whole Klal Yisrael is going to be able to vote. I have to do something. What's the Torah holding? We have to have the Mekoshesh, even though the Hasra is not correct, because we have to take a, we have to make a line in the sand. We have to show the nation. What's our Rosh Hashanah here? Is Aaron Kodesh a big tzaddik? I'm not taking that away. It's a question. The question is far better than the answer. The Meshech Chachma says, I would have thought, this is a question, I would have thought that the only, this is Meshech Chachma's answer. I would have thought the only psul that the Gemara entertains here about years is not to be a Kohen Gadol. It's just to blow the Chatzotra. That you can't do if you're over 50. But everything else you could do. The Aaron HaKohen could do everything else, but you couldn't blow the Chatzotra. Why would you pick one thing out of it? Yeah. Exactly, because there's no limit age limit at the time. That's the Gemara's question. But it's a Kal v'chomer, there should be. So the person says, what kind of Kal v'chomer is that? What about Aaron HaKohen? What? Why? Why? Oh, it only opened because of the part of Kohen Gadol. Interesting. What? Okay, that's, no one says that answer. They get either it's a Rasha, or no, only the Chatzos that the Gemara was talking about. Why would the Gemara pick one thing? But opposing he could do. Just Chatzos, because he related to singing with the Levium. Okay. I thought it was such a great question. But it means the guy's thinking. Yeah? Right? You don't like the question? Now, Yachal, I would think, Af b'shila u'beis olamim kain, that the same din, that the Levium, our puzzle in years, applied in Yerushalayim, in Shiloh, and in the Beis HaMikdash, Talmud Lomar, la'avod, avodas, avoda, v'avodas masa, lo amarti, ela bizman sha'avodu b'kate. This din only applies in the Mishkan. Because that's the only time they slept. Right? And what's the reason why? So according to this, now what the Gemara is saying, the singing would not be a ma'achi. You could sing when you're 80 years old, you're a Kohen. You're as a lady. If you have a good voice, go right ahead. What do they have to stop the schlepping the Mishkan, right? And the Mishnah says, Rashi quotes it, that's been Shloshim Legibor, and at 30 years old, that's when you get your Koach, that's why it starts at 30. Others argue on that. By the way, the Rambam says, that's why I'm not counting this mitzvah, this din of a lady stopping to work, I'm not counting it as a mitzvah. Why? Because it only applied in the Midbar. It only applied in the Midbar. That's why I'm not counting it. Says the Ramban, why are you not counting it? Theoretically, it could apply. Lamaise is not going to apply. Theoretically, it could. Not a thing about, like, for example, the money. There's never going to be money again. Don't miss it about money. You're not allowed to take the money. You know? What? But what if they did need it? What if they did? So that's what the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, I disagree with the Rambam, and what if it would be possible, what if you needed a Mishkan to be taken down or put off? Levine would do it. Right. So you hold the Rambam. Sorry, Rambam guy. Rambam guy, come over guy. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Next. Approach. That what? Because the work, it doesn't involve labor, it just involves singing. Right, so the psul only was about work. That's how the Gemara seems to say it. No, we're not going to change it. Now we're going to go on a little bit of a tangent. Now, Kasav Echad Omer Ben Chamish the Esrim Shana, one Pasuk says 25 years. The Kasav Echad Omer Ben Shlosha, one Pasuk says 30 years. So which one is it? When did the Levium start working? Is it 25 or is it 30? So, Iyash Shalom Shlosha, it can't be 30. Shekran Amar Chavei, that's 25. Yev Shalom Ar Shloshim, it can't be Yev Shalom Ar Chavei, Shekran Amar Shloshim. How do you reconcile it? So, the Mefarshim on the Torah, the Ben Ezra already, and the Rebbein of Achai, they say it's two different times. The 25 is for the singing, and the 30 is for the shlepping. The Gemara is not going to give that answer. The Gemara is going to give a much worse answer. The answer is a big problem. I'll tell you why. So the Gemara is like this. Kate Chafei with Talmud. 25 to learn. To learn what? To learn the din that applied to you. Shloshim Flavoda. And 30 actually start doing the work. 5 years of preparation. 5 years of study to learn to do what? Take, no! No, not singing. What are you learning here for 5 years? To take down the Mishnah? Now, Mika, what? Because we just said a minute ago that the Shira, there is no age limit. There might be a lower age limit. I'm an 11-year-old kid, but there's no upper age limit. So the 50 means for the working. What? Right. Correct. 1 minute. No, he did. What are we learning here? Singing? No, not singing. Not singing. Now, Mikan, here's an interesting. Mikan, the Talmud, Shalara, Simon, Yafa, Mishnato, Hey Shonim. If you try for 5 years to learn, it doesn't go. Shove in a row. That's it. Stop. If Yosi Omer, Gimel Shonim, 3 years, Shinemer, Ulagazlam, Shalom Shonim. They trained by Nebuchadnezzar. They trained the people for 3 years. The Lamda Sefer, teach them the Vlosh and Kastim, teach them Babylonian. The Idach, is it three or five? He said five. No, Shani Lush and Kastim, the Kuddle. No, that's an easy language, Babylonian. It only takes 3 years. The Idach, Shani Hilchas Avoda, Hilchas Avoda, Diktifin. Hilchas Avoda is very difficult. It takes 5 years. What takes 5 years? So, I have no problem with it taking 5 years. The question that's raised is, what about Kahanim? If the Levium takes 5 years, how long does it take to learn how to be a Kohen? We learn Mesechus Zvachim and Mesechus Benachim, and we know enough, like Socrates said, I know what I don't know. We know that we are very far away from knowing what to do. Right now, the story of Salvation said, from Gadol and Kippur, have a problem, and he had to stop, I can take over. And he wasn't being a guy, he wasn't being a Balkaiser. He would say, I know how, to, we know we don't know anything. We know how complicated it is with the birds and the, above the red line, below the red line. So complicated. All the demon, what if you forgot? So what's the story with the Kohen? So says the Chassidei David, if the Levian take 5 years, the Kohen at least 5 years. At least. No question about that, right? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. Nowhere will you find the Gemara, anywhere, that they had training. Only Levian had training. What? So the Chassidei David says, there's no Shiloh, that being a Kohen is harder than being a Levi. No Shiloh. So if they had 5 years of training, there's no Shiloh. No Shiloh at all. Believe it or not, the Sefer called Nasan Piryov, he argues. He says, what are you talking about? There's no Gemara at all. The Levi had harder work. Listen to what he says. He says, Rashi says, Lahorin HaMishkan, like the Gemara says, the Gemara just said over here, what was that Gemara? Over here, where is that Gemara? Where it says it's Kifin. It's hard work. Right? Oh, Rashi says, Lahorin HaMishkan. What's the hard work? Take down the Mishkan. Ula Parko. Take it apart. Ula Toso. Put to set it back up. Ula Hamid. Cross of. Crush of. Right? Oh, then he sticks in Vashir, Lakar, Bapet, Ubekli. And to learn how to sing it, to play an instrument. Very good. What's so hard? Right? So, says the Noah's Imperium, what do you mean? So much harder than being a Kohen. Then he says, he throws in, and by the way, Kahanim has reason. So the Kahanim don't need so much preparation, so much practice. So we're gonna get to it in a few minutes, a raya that perhaps the Kahanim did have training. We'll see in a few minutes, a raya, maybe they did have training. I find it fascinating that the Torah gives 5 years for a Levi and nothing for a Kohen. That's fascinating. Right? I think we all have to be fair with ourselves. It's probably harder to be a Kohen. Right? The Torah gives, according to the Gemara, gives 5 years for a Levi to practice and the Kohen doesn't say a word. That's fascinating. I'm sure there's a Musa for this somewhere. What shot was that? Yeah. It's a good question. Maybe they can have a little bit of preparation. I guess, it's a good question. So what if they start when they can't start when they're 20? Maybe they can. The Torah says 25. Right. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Kohen, a Kohen, Mishiyavi Shtei Tzairos, from the time he becomes 13 years old. Shtei Tzairos. What's Shtei Tzairos? Shtei Tzairos is a nice way of saying 13. Ad Shiyazkin, until he gets old. How old is old? We're going to see it on a day. You can't hold, you know, you're shaking, you're already really old. Rambam seems to say that old is a mum. If you're so old and you can't, like, it's like a balmum already. Right? There's no, the Torah never says a word about Kahana's upper age limit. He's 100 years old and he's a strong guy, he can keep on going. Kasha lavoda. Umum in tzulivo, but umum passels him. Ben Levi, a Levi, ben shloshim, v'ad ben chamishim, kasha lavoda. From 30 to 50 kosher, shnayim ushanim poslimbo. Again, the year is pasul. So that's the mamurim. When is that true? For olol moed shebemidbar. The olol moed in the midbar. Avol b'shilo ubeis olamim. But in shilo and in the beis hamikdash, ain poslin elavakol. Right. The only pasuling is if they can't sing anymore. Can't sing anymore. Amar of Yosi Mikra. What's the pasuk that says that? So over here, I saw the Ramban says something very interesting. He says, whenever it says Mikra, that means it's not a din d'oraisa. It's an atmachta, it's some kind of remed, right? If he wants to ask what's the, if it's a manash, a din d'oraisa, it'll say, menahani mili, shenemar, right, all these rules. Okay, Mikra, what's the pasuk? It says, vayihi ke'echad lemechatatrim ulemetzorim lashmiya kol echad. That's a pasuk in Dibri Yamim, which is mashma, that if you can't sing together in one unison, nice and beautiful, because you're too old and you can't sing nicely, then you're puzzled. I don't know. But maybe they wouldn't let you. Probably. Now, Adji Yadkin, until you get old, Ad Kama, so how old is that? So Amar of Eloi, Amar of Kanina, Adji Yartis. And so what is the Ad Yartis? Until you shake? So you shake. Okay. Now, since we're talking about memories said by the name of Rabbi Eloy, okay, the name of Rabbi Chanina, we throw in another one that is so out of left field that it's not even like in the same ballpark, which is Tznan Hassan. A Balkari, someone is a Balkari, right? It's not coming from anywhere. Same person said it. So someone's a Balkari, right? Shetaval, he goes to the mikvah. Balkar has to go to the mikvah. But below hitil mayim, but he didn't go to the bathroom, he didn't urinate before he went to the mikvah. So we're afraid, lekisha yitil, when you do go to the bathroom, tameh, you become tameh again. Why? Because it could be that it was a little cherry still right by the opening, and when you went to the bathroom again, it came out again. Right, from the time you were Balkari, till the time you went to the mikvah, you didn't go to the bathroom. So you went to the mikvah, you became tahar. Now later, you're going to go to the bathroom, there's a little cherry still there, that didn't clean off, or it's still, mom's like right at the tip, didn't come out. So now, when you go to the bathroom again, you're going to be tahar again. Why? Because now it came out. Okay? That's not such a far-fetched halacha. Right? No good? Let's say it was a Balkari, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So he goes to the mikvah. Right? Now he comes home, goes to the bathroom. So now he becomes tummy again. Rabbi Yossi Omer, wait a minute. That's only b'chola u'b'zachan. That's only by an old man or a sick person. That's true by an old man or a sick person. B'yalad u'b'bari. No, by a healthy, young guy. Tahar, that wouldn't make you tummy. That's, you're still tahar. Okay? Yalad ad kama. So at what age? Because he holds it. No, it all came out, and you're a healthy, normal person, and there's no more carry there. And even if you didn't go to the bathroom, it's still tar. Okay. Now, ad kama, yellow ad kama. How old are you? When does this age switch? Amar Rabbi Loi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, same person. Kol sha omen al raglo achas b'chol es mino v'nol minola. Can you tie your shoe with one standing on one foot? What? You're not a yellow, Marcel. What? Is that what it means? Amar Olav Avi Chanina. So you're 80 years old, but you're omid al raglo achas v'chol etz menalo. and he was able to tie his shoe, take off his shoe, benal manela, put on his shoe. 80 years old, sitting on one foot. Amar b'tanina, right? Cham and v'shemen, the hot water and the hot oil, the oil, shetzichat tani imi b'alduzi, that my mother used to smear on me when I was a baby, hain amduli v'ezik nuzi. That helped me out later on in life. Okay? That has nothing to do with anything.
What?
I have more Gadas now. Not Gadas, interesting Gemara now. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Nismale Zikno. Someone who has a full beard. Right? Now, says the Me'iri right over here. This is only if you're not 20. If you're 20 years old, this din doesn't apply. This din that we're about to say, you have to have a full beard, which means you have to look much more mature than 13, only applies if you're under 20. If you're 20, it doesn't apply. Okay? Now, says the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, right? It must be right. Because we're going to have in a few minutes about Kahanim. Nowhere where it says that a Kohen can't work if he's over 20 and he doesn't have a full beard. There's nothing like that. Obviously, the cutoff must be 20. So what we're about to say now, which is going to sound shocking to us, only applies if you're under 20. Okay? What only applies? So, the smiley zikano, if you have a full beard, or you're over 20, then Roy Leo's Shliach Tzibur, then you can be a Shliach Tzibur, V'leirei Lefnei Ateva, and to daven for the Amid. Now, what does Shliach Tzibur mean? So Rashi says, Shliach Tzibur means L'chol Tzarcheihem. All the things that need to be done. To call a shofar, to blow shofar, L'nados, to put people in Cheirim, L'menos Parnas, to appoint people. Others, that's not a Shliach Tzibur. That's not a Shliach Tzibur. Nowhere in Shas, Shliach Tzibur means the guy who blows shofar. What it means is, but there's others have like this. Lasos Shliach Tzibur Vilei is one sentence. To be the Shliach Tzibur to daven for the Amid. Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learned two separate things. Shliach Tzibur is like the Gabai, right? The guy in charge of everything. And the jack of all trades. And the daven for the Amid is something else. Others didn't learn like that. They learned just one thing. Right? Vilei says Kapov. Vilei says Kapov. It's a Duchen. According to this, you can't Duchen if you're under 20, unless you have a full beard. So the under 20, the Eri came up with that. Full beard. Right? Me'emes I kasher la'avoda. And when you kasher for the avoda, mishiyavi shtei sirus. Sometimes you have two sirus. Look at the top Tosfos. Tema. Wait a minute. The Beperek HaKori HaMegillah, in Mesechta Megillah we learned, Amrinan, katan kar batorah, a katan can lean, de'ena parves al shema, but he can't be a shliach tzibur for the Shema, below Yorah Lefnei Ateva, he can't daven for the Amid, below Yitzet Noses Kapov, and he can't duchen, mashma, ha, Havishti Sairos, but if he is 13, Yorah Lefnei Ateva, but not Noses Kapov. So which one is it? Is it 13 or is it 20? Right? Torah says the Megillah is 13. Any 13-year-old can daven for the Amid. And here it seems to be, have to be 20. What's going on here? So B'yesh Lama, Torah says, no. The Kishahavi Beis Sairos, Yachol Leirid Lefnei Ateva. You could daven for the Amid. No question about it. Avolazos Shliach Tzibur Kavua. But to be the Shliach Tzibur, you're the guy in the shul. You daven in Kol Nidre. The Olizbala B'tainios, Anatainis, Ubamamados, on special occasions, in Onasa Achit Smali Tikono. That's a different story. You want to daven on Tama Tuesday? That's no problem. 13 years old, you have to stay Cyrus. You're a chazaka that you're an adult, 100%. You're going to be the star marquee Shliach Tzibur and all the special Yom Tovim? That I don't know about that. That's what this Gemara is talking about, right? Which this might not even apply to me anyway. Whole different society back then, was everything was kavua. I don't know what's happening, right? Kidamina b'mesat tainis ein moridim l'fnei ateva ella zakein v'rogil. Who's the Shliach Tzibur? The zakon. Older person, the Rogil, not some 13-year-old kid, right? The Rambam Paskin, that even on a Asroi, even once in a blue moon, you shouldn't have a young kid daven to the Amid, right? Interesting Rambam. Then the Tosafot asked the question, how could you tell me that if you're under 20 years old, you're not allowed to duchen? It's not true. At 13 years old, you're allowed to duchen also. So Tosafot, I don't want to read it, I don't want to save time. Tosafot's answer, very interesting, that, I'll just read the answer. 1, 2, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the bottom. V'yesh lomar, Tosafot brings a raya that a katan is allowed to duchen. So how could Kotan be allowed to duchen? The Gemara says he can't duchen. So v'yesh lomar, tahad the katan knows he has kafav. When can a katan duchen? Hainu im ha'gedolim. Yes, the other results are there. Then who cares? Kidamrinan, Gabishir, Beit Rabbi Halavim, you owned him, right? When the Levim would sing, Ta'are Halavim, Hayu Nikroim, the parak Ein Be'erachim. That if the Levim would sing, the little boys could sing too. Abel B'tnei Atzmo, but by himself, Ein Anosias Katavat Yavish Te'sire. So he could come out, let's say we're in a shul, and the only coin is 11-year-old kid. Is he Dukhan? And I never came up here. What do you think the halacha would be? Quote, the Tosafot answer is no. If there's adults, then the kids can come up also. But they only have a kid. No one, there's no adult. 12-year-old kid. They'll be a mitzvah in 2 weeks. Can he duchen? He's going to make a bracha and duchen for the whole shul? Tosafot says no. Right, so based on. Right. No, the Kavah Homer. You have to wait until you're 20. What do you mean? You can even be cut. Tosafot says no. Cut is only if there's other adults there. Then, some schools, the children can't come up. That's also that's wrong. The kids can do it as long as the adults are there. What if you only have a child? Interesting question. I'm sure it's come up in the history. I'm sure it's happened. But the point of the answer is no. Would we let a kid do it? I don't know. Exactly, he's right. It's almost up all the time. Looking every day, but no, I don't think it would make a difference like that. We would not make a distinction like that. What do you mean? If he's a higia l'chinuch, every 12-year-old kid is higia l'chinuch. What? No, we make that distinction on very young kids. At what age did he first sit? So a 1-year-old has no idea what tzitzis is, right? What about a 9-year-old? Everyone 9-year-old knows what tzitzis is. Every 12-year-old knows. So I understand, a 1-year-old cannot duck, and I agree with you. What about a 12-year-old? 11-year-old, they know already. They know everything, right? I don't know. Interesting talk. Okay, next. Rebbe Omer Ani Achi Ben Esther. Now, I say you have to be 20, right? A Kohen can't work till he's 20. Omer of Chista. Omer Ani Achi. Omer of Chista. My time is the Rebbe. Tekziv. Ve'amidu et halavim. Biben Esther Shana v'lmaila. L'netzach al Melechet Beit Hashem. Ve'iduch. L'netzach shiny. Netzach, Rashi says, is mashma to do work, hard work, that requires netzach, strength. The high crab of Levium Siv, that pasuk is written by Levium, Kedim Shur ben Levi. The Meshur ben Levi, Besser Rabbah Makomos, in 24 places, Nikru Kahanim Levium. The Kahanim are called Levium, Ze Echad Mehem. The Kahanim are Levium, Bnei Tzadok. The Kahanim is a Levium, Bnei Tzadok. Tzadok was a Kohen. Why are they calling him Bnei Levium? Sometimes we refer to Kahanim as Levium. Says Rashi, Dal Karcha Tzadok Kohen Haya. Tzadok was a Kohen. The Kari Luhu Levanov Levium, we call them Levium, Al Shem Shemi Shevet Levi, because they come from Shevet Levi. Lamaisa, Kahanim come from Levi. And why only 24 places? And why only those 24 places? That I don't know. By the way, the Ben Yehuda says I counted the whole Shana. It's only 11 places. Some of the Gemara says 24 places, I don't know. But Anishamati, listen to this. Anishamati, I heard, Lashon Levium, Shemesim, Kimo, Bayilavu Alecha.
If they serve them.
That's the Chnam Sofa. Wait a minute. Kahanim don't serve Levium. Only Levium serve Kahanim. What do you mean they serve them? Only work one direction. That's the Chnam Sofa. No. When Levi was born, the Medrash said that I'm calling you Levi because Levi's going to be the one that's going to serve Klal Yisrael. They're going to be able to get Klai Yisrael to get closer to Hashem. That's the Levi. The original, the man Levi, the guy, the Shevet Levi, the person. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Ish mitarachem l'dor atem. Mikan amar v'lazar. Katan pasal la'avoda. A katan can't do avoda. Afilu tam. Even if he's a tam, nothing wrong with him. Ne'emes like kosher la'avoda. When is he kosher for the avoda? Mishiyavi state sirus. When he brings two sirus. Avol achiv akahanim emenichin asal avoda shu ben chav. But the kahanim would not allow a child to work in the avoda till he was 20. Why not? Three answers. One, two of our difficult answers. It was a g'nai to have a 14-year-old kid with you. That's one answer. That's the answer to be by the Meiri. The Radbaz says because they were afraid they were going to possibly avoda because they're still immature. And the Chassid David says, here's my raya, but they had 7 years of training. Here's my raya. They must have had 7 years. Now, why didn't the Torah say they had years of training? Only by Levium? That I don't know. So they must have had training. Why can't an 18-year-old kid do avoda? Why not? What's wrong with him? He's an overstate Cyrus. He's got a beard. He's got everything. All the mileage. He's not 20. So what are they stopping it for? It must be they were training him. That's his raya. Exactly. Never discussed it by a Cohen. No, exactly. Ikati Umri, Ha Rebbe He. Others say this is Rebbe. A Filu Psuldra Abana Lethley. There isn't even a Psuldra Abana. The Kahanan had a practice. They wouldn't let anybody under 20 do a Voda. Is that Psul? There's no Psul. That was their practice. Ikati Umri, Rebbe Isle Psul Madura Abana. No, Rebbe would say there is Taka Psul. Baha Rabbanan He. And this is the Dinder Rabbanan. This is the sheet of the Rabbanan. The Chachilu Hu Dulo. The Chachilu, they shouldn't do it. Avu B'diyavet, Avu Dosek Sheva. What if a 19-year-old boy did Avoda? Of course it's kosher. Nothing wrong with it. He did it right. So okay, they had a practice. They wouldn't let anybody under 20. They wanted to make sure they know the house. They know what to do. Okay. Next Mishnah. Tahar B'Kli Cheret. Tameh B'Kal HaKelim. Whatever is Tahar by a Kli Cheret, it's tameh by other kelim. Why? Because a kli cheret can only become tameh if it falls into the inside of a kli cheret. What if it touches the back of a? What if a dead person touches the back of a kli cheret? The answer is nothing happens to the kli cheret. It's still tameh. Now every other kelim in the world is not like that. You see, whatever is tahar by a kli cheret is tameh b'kol hakelim. Tahar b'kol hakelim, tameh b'kli cheret. Yes, a kli cheret has a very unique halakha when it comes to tumah. Only on the inside can anything become tummy. So if a dead person, you take a dead person's hand, you stick it inside the kli cheret, that'll make the kli cheret tummy. Touching the back of the kli will not. Every other keli in the world, just the opposite. If you touch the keli, you'll become make the keli tummy. No, but not just the inside without touching the walls of the kli. Just being in the airspace, have a big pot. And I touch the air, I stick my hand to the airspace. By a kli cheret, even the airspace. And by a regular kli, don't just do it like that. Okay? Oh hell, if you're in the same, yeah, but not in the thing. If I take a dead cheret and I stick it that doesn't tackle the kli. Yes. That's for everything. Just by cheret, yes. Tanur Abanan. Avir kli cheret, tamei. The airspace of a kli cheret is tamei, the gabo tahar, and the outside is tahar. Avir kol hakelim tahar, the airspace of every other keli is tahar, the gabo is tamei, the inside is tamei, the outside is tamei. The nimsa comes out, tahar b'kli cheret, tamei b'kol hakelim. Tahar b'kol hakelim, tamei b'kli cheret. You hear that? Just said a little more words. Menahani mili, how do you know all this? The Tana Rabbanan, it says, Toko, the inside, Afal Pisha ain't Naga, even if it's not touching. Ata Om Afal Pisha lo Naga. Or when Elohim came Naga, maybe it has to touch. Who said no touching? So Rabbi Yonasan ben Av Tulmas Omer, Nemar Toko Latame, it says the word Toko, that we could be Matame something else. Let's say this is already Tame, and now something falls into the airspace. Can you Matame something else? Absolutely. Nemar Toko Litame. It also says Toko, that the Kli itself can become Tame. Forget making other things Tame. The Kli itself can become two dinim. Number one, the Kli itself can become Tame. How? By a dead person going into the airspace. And number two, it can be Tame other things if they touch go into the airspace. Ma Toko Omel Tame Afalpi Shalonaga. Just like one of them becomes Tame even though there's no touching. Afalpi Toko Nemel Tame Afalpi Shalonaga. Both of them. No. No. It will not make a tummy. Right. Now, Bahasa Manola, how do you know it applies by that one? In other words, how do you know it applies by one? Amar Rav Yonatan, HaTorah Yidal Kli Cheres, Bafilu Molei Chardol. The Torah is made on a Kli Cheres, even if it's full, the whole Kli Cheres is full of mustard seeds. They're very small. Right? Now, there are some seeds that aren't touching the walls of the Kli. Nevertheless, the whole thing is coming. Right? Says Tosfos, we have a different rule why it's coming. We have a rule, anything in one Kli is coming. Tosfos says, no, that's not a kasha. And Rashi says, don't tell me that they're tame because each one's touching the other one. Each one's, well, some of them are touching, each one's, the Rashi, it's impossible because we don't have anything lower than a sleep. We'll be going dead. Can't be possible. It must be because it's in the airspace. It must be in the airspace. Okay? All right, we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.